This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, an installment of our election year series about ways for the U.S. to get serious about long-term opportunities and threats, the ones that don't fit into a single budget year or election cycle. The late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut offered an idea during an interview I did with him on public TV.
Look, I'll tell you, it's one thing that no cabinet had ever had is a secretary of the future. And there are no plans at all for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Should the next president appoint to the cabinet a secretary of the future to consider how today's actions might play out in, say, 20 years or 50? This campaign season, we're taking suggestions about what a secretary of the future might keep an eye on. Today we look at farming. Here's Annie Baxter.
Bruce Peterson, a farmer in Minnesota, is surveying a field where he's planted a winter cover crop of rye.
It's a little bit green over here, but it's really spotty.
He grabs a shovel from his all-terrain vehicle and digs into a patch of ground where rye shoots peek through.
The soil's nice and loose.
Peterson says the rye will make the soil mellower, which will potentially improve the yield on soybeans he'll plant this spring.
It can prove out to give us some benefits, dollars and cents economically, but also environmentally.
Environmentally, because the rye will also suck up excess nitrates that can come from sources like fertilizers. Nitrates are pollutants that make their way into streams and rivers, sometimes contaminating drinking water. And they eventually wash down to the Gulf of Mexico, where they're harming fish and shrimp. Problem is, even if farmers take steps like applying fertilizer more sparingly or using cover crops, increasing rainfall in some big corn-producing states will still flush a lot of nitrates into bodies of water. Satish Gupta is a soil scientist at the University of Minnesota.
Even if you have done everything right, you're going to get some more leaching going on because our climate is also changing. We are getting 2 to 4 inches more rain now than we used to get in the past.
An even bigger fix is in order, according to Bill Tracy. He's an agronomist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
This is where the Secretary of the Future would come in.
Tracy says we need to think critically about having corn and soybeans as the nation's biggest crops. There's not only the problem of nitrate pollution from fertilizers to worry about, but Tracy's also concerned about soil erosion tied to corn and soybean production. The thing is, getting farmers to grow other stuff is tricky, Tracy says, when there are so many economic incentives, like crop insurance or the ethanol mandate, fueling the status quo.
This is not a problem that the farmers themselves can solve.
He wants a secretary of the future to help shift the economic incentives to other crops farmers could grow profitably with fewer effects on soil and water quality. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
So if the next president were to appoint a cabinet member to worry about future generations, what would be job one? Here are your responses so far, a few of them.
The first thing a secretary of the future should do is enable universal education.
Fix all autocorrects and typos on people's iPhone emails so that people can take away that signature that says, forgive my typos. We should be rid of that by now.
The secretary of the future should prepare for the singularity.
Think about how to enable collaboration between teams that are working around the world, speaking different languages, using different technologies, so they really feel like a single team working on the same project.
Yeah, you can look up the singularity. That was Ben Williams, Caitlin Royal, Jackie Leo, and Andrea Fayville. Got an idea? Tell us using marketplace.org/secretary of the future.